Hallelujah. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for your inspiration for another day, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're the Son of Righteousness that rises with healing in your wings. And so you bring life to us. You bring life to this world. So thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for your motivation. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 17 to 19. He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coastal regions around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all.
Hallelujah. And so wonderful, that power that was coming from him and bringing healing to this world. It's the same power that's been given to us. So beautifully says to his disciples and that theme, you will receive power. Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive power and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's the same with us. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now in us. I mean, when we've been born again, we had to call on the Lord. We had to be baptized. That's a procedure. That's the highway of holiness we see. And then receive the Holy Spirit and then be led by the Spirit. So that's so important, that receiving the power. And that word is also ability. So that's where your ability comes from, because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God. And so he takes that which is in Jesus and that which is available for us is revealed to us through the Spirit. And so that's why we draw close. That's why we inspire on a daily basis, because what is necessary for the day comes to pass through the leading of the Spirit. And so we walk accordingly. So, Lord, we thank you for this day again. Thank you, Lord, you have taken hold of us. And we thank you for those wonderful promises, these great and precious promises. We partake of the divine nature. And I thank you for the promises. As the Father sent you, so you sent us. Thank you for the promise that the works that you do, we shall also do. And that wonderful, great promise, as much as a father loves me, he loves you. So thank you for all this love, this motivation, this sending, and this goodness to walk in your footsteps. But thank you not just in your footsteps, together with you, working out this great salvation. Thank you, Lord, you working it in us. And thank you, Lord, that we can embrace that which you are working in us, so as to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.